This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jesus Roberto Garcia. Date of birth, June the 30th, 1974. Case ID number 7020668. Date of exam, April the 23rd, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Satyarha, dated 1/10/2024. His name is Satyarhaj. And also from McGowan Medical Center, dated 9/7/2022. Identifying information. This is a 49-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right cerebral vascular accident with speech impediment, comma, decreased memory, comma, left hemiparesis / plasia, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in September of 2022, where he worked at a sugar beet factory emptying sugar beet bags for 2 to 3 years. He also did farm work for 7 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his mother in a house and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, right cerebral vascular accident with speech impediment, comma, decreased memory, comma, left hemiparesis / plasia. Number two, diabetes mellitus, type 2. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. Allegations number one, right cerebral vascular accident with speech impediment, decreased memory, and left hemiparesis / plasia. The mother states that the claimant has had 2 strokes, the first being September the 7th, 2022, and the second stroke in August of 2023. The first one occurred in Minnesota at a hospital in Olivia, where he was for 2 weeks and then transferred to another hospital for rehab. He was diagnosed with a left cerebral vascular accident. He presented with right hemiparesis / plasia, decreased balance, comma, normal vision, comma, dysphagia, comma, oropharyngeal dysphagia, comma, decreased mental status, comma, and syncope. At the present time, he has residual symptoms of right hemiparesis / plasia, especially of his right upper extremity, decreased balance, comma, but normal vision. At this time, he has no problems with dysphagia, but does have some mild dysphagia, and his mental status is normal at this time. The mother denies any seizures or syncopal episodes since the first cerebral vascular accident. His limitations include not being able to walk and is wheelchair bound at this time. The claimant cannot stand. He cannot climb stairs. He does use a wheelchair at all times. He is right-handed dominant and is unable to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, put his clothes on, comma, or lift anything above his head. He is on no medications at this time for his stroke. He was diagnosed with a left midbrain cerebral vascular accident with right hemiparesis / plasia, and especially plasia of the right upper extremity. His condition is stable, but the claimant is dysfunctional at this time. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus type 2. The claimant states that in 2014, he started to have symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, but no blurred vision and weight loss of 20 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, diabetic neuropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He checks his blood glucose every day and states that it usually comes out between 150 to 300 milligrams MGDL. His blood glucose level today was 180 milligrams /DL. He is presently taking metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID. His hemoglobin A1C is 8.3%, which is fairly on the high side and is not very well controlled. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2020, he was having shortness of breath and blurred vision. He denies any chest pain or headaches. He has not had a myocardial infarction, but has had a cerebrovascular accident, which occurred on September the 7th, 2022, and the second one being August in 2023. He denies any nephropathy at this time. His blood pressure at this visit was 150 over 73 mmHg. He is presently on lisinopril 10 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be fairly stable. Allegation number four, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2022, he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. He has had two cerebral vascular accidents, but denies any myocardial infarctions. He is presently on atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD and has been told that his levels are normal with the medication that he is taking. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Symptoms, the claimant complains of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness of the right upper extremity, and increased pain with cold, damp weather, and aches and pains from being in the wheelchair so often. His limitations, as noted earlier, he is unable to walk, stand, climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is unable to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes or lift anything above his head. He is wheelchair-bound at this time, and his physician is Dr. Sathyayati. It's S-A-T-H-I-Y-A-R-A-J. He has no medications for pain at this time and does no physical activity. His mother has to assist him, and he does have a provider that goes for 4 hours every day. Family history, his father died at the age of 62 from congestive heart failure, myocardial infarction, and hypertension. His mother is 72 and has hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, and hypertension. Medications, he is on pioglitazone 15 milligrams QD, lisinopril 10 milligrams QD, metformin, hydrochloride 1,000 milligrams BID, and atorvastatin 20 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, urinary tract infections, syndrome of insufficient antidiuretic hormone, history of TIA in June of 2022, and cerebral vascular accident, one being in September the 7th, 2022, and August in 2023. History of atherosclerosis with coronary artery disease, diabetes mellitus type 2, non-insulin dependent, right hand paralysis, hyperlipidemia, bilateral prostate hypertrophy, right hemiplegia with hemiparesis, history of appendectomy, Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one half pack of cigarettes per day for 20 years. He used to drink also very heavily, 24 beers per week and 2 6-packs per day, which he did for many years. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant has a history of using marijuana and cocaine. He denies the use of crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last usage of cocaine was in 2020. Communicable diseases. He cannot denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight 220 pounds. Height 5 feet 9 inches. BP 150 over 73 mmHg. Heart rate 89 beats per minute. Respiration 14 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation 96%. BMI 33. General. This is a 49-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress, secondary to being in a wheelchair. He also appears to not be a very reliable historian who presented with his mother for a disability examination, had difficulty understanding the claimant secondary to his dysphagia, and the mother had to give most of the history. Could you drop down to after the fourth sentence? The claimant has no teeth. Could you drop down to Snell and Vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and was oriented times three and had fairly good eye contact with me. He struggled to communicate with me, secondary to dysphagia. His speech was not fluent, and his mood was appropriate for the time. He appeared to be frustrated because of not being able to communicate with me. He did appear to have fairly clear thought processes, and his memory was normal. Concentration was good, and he did appear to be oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were +2 for the left side and +1 for the right, and for the brachioradialis and biceps reflexes. His reflexes were +2 on the left side and 0 on the right. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for cranial nerves 9 and 10, as well as 11 and 12. He is able to swallow food at this time, but has difficulty with dysphagia. Cerebellar function. The claimant is wheelchair-bound and did come with a wheelchair. He is unable to perform any kind of eye coordination with his fingers or a heel-to-shin exam, as well as a Romberg sign. Secondary to being wheelchair bound and having right upper and lower hemiparesis plasia. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some muscle spasms and tenderness of the right upper extremity as well as the right lower extremity. Some mild joint swelling was noted around his ankles, but no other deformity was noted except for the right upper arm, which is contracted in a 90-degree angle at the elbow area. There is normal range of motion of the cervical spine, but abnormal for the thoracic and lumbar spine, secondary to being in a wheelchair. He was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the left upper and lower extremities, but abnormal for the right upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was zero for the right side and 90 degrees for the left. He was unable to perform a supine straight leg raise. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body, but especially for the right upper and lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of the left knee, but completely abnormal for the right. He is unable to squat and get up on his own. The claimant is unable to rise from a sitting position and was unable to get up and down from an exam table at all. The claimant is unable to walk on his heels and toes or walk at a tandem rate. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires a wheelchair at all times. Neurological exam. Grip strength is plus 0 over 5 for the right hand and plus 5 over 5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not grossly intact, and the claimant does have dysphagia and some mild problems with glutination. Reflexes were not symmetrical, and reflexes for the biceps and brachialis on the left side was plus 2, and for the right side was zero. Reflexes for the patella and Achilles was plus 2 for the left side and plus 1 for the right. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal for the right upper and lower extremities. There is some evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms, especially of the right upper and lower extremities. The right upper extremity is contracted at a 90-degree angle at the elbow area. Muscle strength is plus 5 over 5 for the left side, which is the upper and lower extremity, and plus 1 over 5 for the right upper extremity and plus 2 over 5 for the right lower extremity. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the left upper extremity and hand, but completely abnormal for the right upper extremity. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately to severely restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left upper extremity, but not with the right upper extremity. The claimant hears but does not speak well and suffers from dysphagia and dysarthria at this time. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of a right upper and lower hemiplegia / paresis with contracture of the right upper extremity of the arm and dysfunction of the right hand. He is unable to heel toe and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength of the left hand at plus 5 over 5 and completely abnormal for the right hand at plus 0 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is completely abnormal for the right upper extremity. He is able to use the left upper extremity. The claimant does show signs of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or visual acuity. He is unable to communicate very well at this time with some dysphagia and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a left cerebral vascular accident with right upper and lower hemiplegia/paresis. Probable diagnoses, number one, left cerebral vascular accident with speech impediment, decreased memory, and left hemiparesis/plegia. Confirm with physical examination and medical records. Number two, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, dash being treated with medications at this time. His last hemoglobin A1C was 8.3%, which indicates that he is borderline high, poorly controlled diabetes. Allegation number three, hypertension, being treated with medications at this time. Blood pressure was 150 over 73 mmHg, which is normal. He appears to be fairly well controlled. Number four, hypercholesterolemia, dash being treated at this time with medications, and has been told that his levels are normal at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jesus Roberto Garcia.